Proclamation number 4064 of 17th of June, 1947. Activity of the light beings. Connection to the Earth. Exceedingly extensive knowledge is imparted by the beings of light in God's will to people on Earth if these are willing to accept it. But the latter is a prerequisite. Otherwise, the process of transmission from the spiritual kingdom cannot take place. For the knowledge, offered by God's great love, would have a faith coercing effect on people without the will to accept it, if they, in addition to the knowledge, were also given the powers of realization, which is only the key to wisdom for a person who is willing to accept it, but which he always receives combined with the knowledge if he is endowed with spiritual gifts through divine will. But then he is already infinitely rich on earth, for he possesses something imperishable, something which has eternal value. He possesses knowledge which corresponds to truth and which can never ever be taken away from him, for it completely fills him. It is absorbed by heart and intellect and can constantly be increased, because no limits are set for the human being by God. And yet, only very few people have this knowledge. Only very rarely can the beings of light convey spiritual knowledge to Earth. Only very rarely are knowledge-hungry people in contact with God such that His will dignify them to receive spiritual knowledge. Therefore, pure truth only rarely finds its way to them, and the darkness on earth shadows the light even though it will never extinguish it. Yet everything must bow to one law, in heaven and on earth. The inviolability of free will. And therefore, the beings of light can only work where the will to receive spiritual knowledge, divine truth, stirs in the human being himself. Then they seize every opportunity to communicate with people on earth. After all, this is the chief activity of love of these beings, to pass on the light which shines for them and which makes them unspeakably happy, to bring brightness into dark places, to kindle light in human hearts, to break through the night of the spirit and to make hearts happy and blissful. For divine knowledge makes him happy and satisfies him who hungers for the truth. But God will never withhold his gift from the one who desires it. Instead, everyone will be given according to his desire, and therefore one person can call extensive knowledge his own while the other is only offered a little, for the former's desire is greater. Which is why he is also surrounded by many beings of light who mentally instruct him and give him what they themselves possess. They are busy in their activity. Love for the ignorant drives them to constantly convey knowledge to them. But they only find few hearts willing to accept, which is why these few are given extraordinarily abundantly so that they likewise take part in the work and impart spiritual goods if they are willingly received. And this is one of the greatest works of love for the neighbor. To make the truth accessible to them, which originates from God and is also intended to lead all unredeemed people back to God again, who still live in ignorance and therefore cannot be blissfully happy either. This is God's will that the truth be spread so that the spiritual night will give way to a bright morning which will soon be followed by the light of day. Amen.